果然他们就到了那个城市去了。
So they reserved hotels and they went to the city.
当他们到了那里去的时候，就发现那个地方啊，正好军队住进来，所以那个旅馆被拿去当做一个医疗所，不准人住。
And then they just, and then when they get to the city, they found out that the hotel was being used as a temporary military medical clinic.
所以这个 Cliff Barris 跟他的新娘子，他们没有地方住。
And this Cliff Barris and his bride did not have place to stay.
那个 driver 就说，我知道在那个郊外有一个杂货店啊，那个老板娘她楼上有几间空房，也许她可以很便宜的租给你。
So the driver says, I know some place in the suburb area that is a store and then they have some space upstairs.
他们就把她带到那里去了，以后那就五块钱就租了，就住在上面。
So they were taken there and for $5 they stay overnight.
那他们夫妻两个就在那边，一个在那里弹乐器，一个就在那里唱诗歌。
And then so this newlywed couple started singing and play instruments.
老板娘坐在椅子上听，非常的感动。
And the owner of the store, she was very touched.
就说你们是基督徒吗？
So she says, are you Christian?
他们说我们是。
They say, yes, we are.
然后他就把他们介绍到另外一对基督徒家去住去。
And then so she introduced them to another Christian couple.
所以他们就搬到那个基督徒的家里面去住。
So they moved to another Christian couple's house.
那么住了几天以后，那个主人告诉他说，在我们这边最近有一个布道会，我带你们去参加。
And then after several days, this couple says, we have a crusade here, a gospel crusade. Would you like to go?
所以他们那天就一起去了。
So they went to the crusade together.
到了那个福音聚会的时候呢，那一天的上 leader 生病没有来。
And when they arrived at the meeting, it turns out the song leader was sick, so he didn't come.
所以那天负责带诗的人不在，所以别人就介绍了 Cliff Barrow 上去带诗。
Because the song leader was not there, so someone recommended Cliff Barrow to be the leader.
我们都知道那天讲到的是谁啊？
So can you guess who was the speaker that day?
那格里汉博士那天在讲到。
It was Billy Graham that day.
这是他们两个第一次见面。
And that was the first time they met.
就因着这样子一关一关的神把门关起来，把这个人带到了格里汉的面前。
Just step by step, God brought Cliff Barris to Billy Graham.
他们成了五十多年很好的同工。
And they become the best co-workers for over 50 years.
他们都已经白发了，都已经到了晚年了，他们还是这么彼此相爱，同心的侍奉神。
And they're all at their old age, but then they still love each other and then serve together with one accord.
弟兄姊妹，我们一切的人际的关系。
So all our relationships,
一切的环境都在神大能的手中。
And all circumstances are under the great mighty hand of God.
有一个父母亲，他们生了一个孩子。
There was a couple, they had a baby.
他们在生孩子以前检查的时候，医生就说你最好不要生这个孩子，生下来他会智障，他会有问题。
And after the prenatal examination, the doctor recommended them not to carry through the term because the child could be retarded.
但是这一对的父母亲，他们认识神，他们不愿意做这件事情。
But this couple knew God and they did not want to.
他们觉得每一个生命都从神来。
They trusted that every life comes from God.
收取的时候在神的手中。
And then the life would end in God's hand.
所以他们还是把这个孩子生下来。
So they gave birth to this child.
那他们就发现在这个孩子的身上。
And then they discovered that on this child.
神用很多他们想不到的方式。
Through many unexpected ways,
孩子的感情、孩子的表情、孩子的爱安慰了他们。
God comforted them through the expressions, through the movements, through the things that the child did.
那这个做母亲的，她在一个医院里面上班。
And this mother works in the hospital.
所以那一天呢，这个先生，这个做爸爸的，带着这个孩子去医院接他，因为他的太太在医院加班。
So one day she had to work overtime and then the father took the child to the hospital to pick
her up. 他们到了那个 waiting room 那个等候室在那里等的时候。
When they waited in the waiting room,
那边有一个人穿着一双褴褛满身恶臭很臭的味道，一个 homeless people 坐在那边。
There was a homeless sitting in the waiting room with bad smell.
他们等了很久，他太太还没有来啊。
They waited for a long time and then the wife didn't come out.
这个先生就进去到这个护士站里面去问问看他太太还要多久。
So the husband went to the station to ask about his wife.
当他再出来回到这个 waiting room 的时候，
So when he came out and then back to the waiting room,
他就发现刚才那个 homeless people 坐在那个椅子上一直哭，他的儿子站在他旁边。
And then he found out that the homeless was crying and his son stand right next to him.
他就很不好意思的过去，他说对不起先生，是不是我的儿子 offense 得罪了你？
And then so he went to the person and said, sorry, did my son offend you?
那个人一下抬起头来，得罪。你说他得罪了我。
So, and then the homeless person said, you mean he offended me?
他说我告诉你，他是我过去这二十多年来第一个过来 hug 我的人。
Let me tell you, he's the one who hugged me in the past 20 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不知道这个世界每一个人都有各种各式不同的难处。
We all know that everyone in this world has different kinds of difficulties.
很多人就在埋怨和痛苦的里面过完他这一生。
Many people went through their life with complaints and pain.
但是当我们能够在信心的里面服在神大能的手下。
But if we submit and humble ourselves under mighty hands of God.
我们真知道真相信万事互相效力要叫爱神人得益处。
If we truly believe that all things work together for those who love God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个顺服。
And that is an obedience.
这个顺服本身就是一个祝福。
And that obedience by itself is a blessing.
这个顺服本身就是一个见证。
And that obedience itself is a testimony.
而圣经上主给我们这么多的教导，这么多的命令，这么多的榜样。
The Lord gave us so many teachings and commands and examples.
所以顺服的第二面讲到我们遵守主的命令。
So the second part of the obedience is to obey God's command.
遵守神的话都是有福的。
Anyone who obey God's word,
遵守神的命令，有了主的命令又遵守的，那这个人是蒙爱的一个人。
Whoever has my commands and obey, he's the one that loves.
主说你们真爱我吗？爱我的人就一定遵守我的命令。
The Lord says, "Do you really love me? Anyone who loves me will obey."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子来享受神的爱，来这里见证我们爱神呢？借着遵守他的命令。
How can we enjoy God's love and how can we testify that we love Him by obeying His commands?
诗篇119篇第9节说，少年人用什么来洁净他的行为呢？
So Psalm 119 verse 9 says, How can a young man cleanse his acts?
讲到我们是要遵行主的话。
Through obeying His words.
所以神的话是我们走路的亮光。
That's why God's words are the light of our walk.
他能够带领我们经黑暗进入光明。
And he will bring us from the darkness into light.
有一个老人家，他82岁。
There was an old man who was 82 years old.
有一次他搭一个飞机，旁边那个驾驶他们在印第安纳从一个城市飞到另外一个城市，就是一个单引擎的飞机。
And then he was riding on a single engine airplane, and then he was talking to the pilot.
他旁边的那个 pilot 才50多岁，结果飞到一半突然心脏病发死掉了。
And the pilot was only in his 50s, and then during the flight, all of a sudden he had a heart attack and he just died right away.
有82岁的老翁从来没开过飞机。
And this 82-year-old man, he never flew an airplane before.
那底下的塔台就赶快开始告诉他，你 follow 我的 instruction， 怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。
So the controller on the ground quickly gave him clear instructions to ask him to follow.
弟兄姊妹，你说他要不要听？
So do you think he should listen?
每一个命令都专心的听，而且好好的做。
He listened very, very carefully and followed very, very carefully.
他的性命就在乎他顺不顺服啊。
Because all his life depends on his obedience.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做专心遵行神的命令。
And that is to obey wholeheartedly.
这叫做诚心顺服。
And that's the will to obey.
所以当他降落的时候。
So when he landed.
飞机晃了个两下，但是匆匆匆匆在那个草坪前面停下来了。
The airplane shook, but finally it stopped on the lawn.
虽然好像顺服的不是这么容易，但是他至少成功了。
Even though he was not that perfect, but he was successful.
就是非常小心的顺服每一个命令。
Because he carefully obeyed every single instruction.
我们今天的问题呢，要么不顺服，要么乱搬圣旨。
But our problem today, either we do not obey, or we just pick the wrong commands.
有一个妈妈菜做好了，叫她那个才2岁多的小孩。因为他爸爸在房间睡觉，大概下班太累了，睡在床上。他说：“你去把爸爸叫那个摇醒，叫他不要再睡了。”
So a mother, after she prepared the dinner, she asked her 2-year-old to go and wake up the dad.
他2岁的小孩看了妈妈一下，不太懂，但是还是顺服去了。
The 2-year-old didn't understand, but then he just went anyways.
过一下，这个妈妈在厨房就听到他爸爸在卧房惨叫一声。
And then all of a sudden, the mother heard a screaming.From the room.
那妈妈就冲到卧房去看怎么回事。
So the mother quickly rushed into the room.
就发现她先生坐在床上抱着她那个脚拇指一直叫痛。
And then it turns out, her husband was holding on his toe.
原来这个小孩子跑到他爸爸的那个脚的大拇指，用力把他摇醒了。
It turns out this 2-year-old just went and bite the toe.
这个摇跟咬他没听清楚。
And then he thought that was his mom's command.
妈妈叫他把爸爸摇起来，他就把爸爸摇起来。
The mom told him to shake and wake the dad up, but then he went and bite him.
就是随便传主的话啊。
So if we preach the wrong words.
还有一个弟兄呢，有一次请他们教会的牧师去吃饭。
And one day a brother invited his pastor to meal.
那么他说我难得请你一次来吃饭。
And he says it's rare for me to treat you.
我们六点钟开始，请你带师母一起来。
So the dinner will start at 6. Please bring your wife.
有那天吃饭的时候呢，上桌了，摆的那个碗筷非常的漂亮。
So that day, it was a very formal dinner.
他们两个坐在那里等他们上好菜了。
So the pastor and his wife were waiting there.
过了一下，他们从厨房端过来一大盘的菜。
And after a while, they brought this big dish from the kitchen.
青菜、肉啊，什么东西通通都混在里面。
They mixed all the meat and vegetable in this big plate.
所有的菜都混成一盘，拿出来放在桌上，然后说我们开始吃。
And they mix everything on this plate, and then they say, "Okay, let's start."
牧师看不懂啊。So
the pastor didn't understand.
那圣经上又说摆什么就要吃什么，不能讲。But
then the Bible instructed says, "Just enjoy whatever is presented to you." So he didn't say anything.
后来这个还是不明白，他说你为什么把什么菜都放在一起？
So finally he asked, why did you mix everything together?
他说罗马书12章13节说客要一味的款待。
Romans chapter 12 verse 13 says, show hospitality to your guests.
圣经上的意思就是客人来了你要全心去招待他的，要一味的款待他。
The Chinese translation actually just means that you should try hard to entertain.
他把它读成只有一道菜。
But then he misunderstood. He thought only one dish. So he mixed everything in one dish.
弟兄姊妹，这虽然好像是笑话,
Even though this is a joke.
今天在神家里面类似的事情好多,
but still, similar things happen at God's house.
有一次徐华弟兄说他最怕碰到灵恩派的弟兄姊妹。
One time, Brother Xu says he's very afraid of charismatic Christians.
他说为什么呢?
Why?
他说他们常常就在说主对我说什么什么什么。
Because they often said the Lord spoke to me so and so.
徐华就想说主都对你说了，我们还敢说什么？
So he says if the Lord already told you, then what's there for me to say?
那你来跟我们交通是干嘛呢？
So why are you here to share with me?
那教会里面每一个人都说主对我说，那教会完蛋。If
everyone at church says the Lord told me this and that,
then 所以以前我们在台湾的时候，年长的弟兄就跟我们青年聚会的人讲。So
before when we were in Taiwan, the elderly brothers would tell us young Christians.
你们不要随随便便去找那些年轻的姊妹说主对我说要你嫁给我。Don't
just casually go to a sister and says the Lord tell me that you should marry me.
弟兄姊妹，这都是假传圣旨。Because
this is false.
我们一定要在主的面前好好遵行神的话。We
have to carefully obey God's words.
主的教导、主的命令是我们行路的亮光。Because
the teachings and the commands of the Lord are the light on our way.
当我们真遵行主的话的时候，If
we truly obey Him,
基督的平安在我们心里做主。The
peace of Christ will rule in our hearts.
最后一个讲到顺服，叫做顺服恩膏的教训。Lastly,
we have to obey the teaching of the anointing.
约翰一书2章27节告诉我们要按着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27 says we should remain in the Lord according to the teaching of the anointing.
不仅仅要在外面服在神大人的手下, 祂一切给我们安排的环境, 我们肉身各样的关系上,
not only that outwardly we should submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God and submit ourselves to all the circumstances and relationships.
我们在主圣洁的教导和命令上, 我们要来顺服,
not only that we should obey God's words and commands.
而且更重要的, 圣灵今天住在我们的心中,
most importantly the Holy Spirit lives in us.
恩膏在我们里面运行,
the anointing is working in us.
我们学习来顺服恩膏的教训,
let's learn to obey the teaching of the anointing.
圣经上说这个恩膏是真的,
because the Bible tells us the anointing is real.
又特别再加了一句, 不是假的,
not counterfeit.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得圣经多么想让我们认识一个又真又活的灵活在我们里面。
So how the Bible desperately is trying to tell us that there's a living spirit lives in us.
你们要按着这恩膏的教训,
according to the teaching of the anointing,
住在主里面,
remain in Him.
所以有一个在一个洗衣店打工的一个年轻孩子,
there was a young man working in a laundry.
有一天他要回家打烊要回去以前,
one day before he went home,
圣灵感动他把一个福音单张留在那个衣架子上面。
The Lord taught him to leave a gospel tract on a hanger.
我们这个人的毛病就是每一次主给我们有要求的时候，我们喜欢讲理由啊。
our biggest problem is that every time the Lord demands us to do something, we like to reason with Him.
主啊，都打烊了，又没有人，干嘛要放个福音单？
We might say, Lord, it's closed already. Why should I leave a gospel tract?
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
But the anointing is real, not counterfeit.
要按着这恩膏的教训住在主的里面。
According to the teaching of the anointing, remain in Him.
当我们真顺服主的时候，
when we truly obey Him,
主的平安就在我们里面。
Peace of the Lord will be with us.
这个孩子放了一张福音单张上去。
So this young man left a gospel tract on the hanger.
他回家了。
And then he went home.
第二天早晨他来上班。
The next morning when he came to work,
那个洗衣店的老板把他叫去。
So this owner of the laundry place called him.
好了，这个福音单张昨天晚上是不是你挂的？
And then he says, Did you leave this gospel tract here last night?
他想他糟糕了，被老板逮到了。
He thought, oh, he's in trouble.
没想到老板告诉他说。
But the owner told him.
他说我不知道要怎么样去感谢你。
I don't know how to thank you.
因为这个老板最近非常非常的不得意。
Because recently he's been very, very depressed.
他昨天晚上都已经想好，等在店打烊之后，他要进到店里面，要在衣架子上面要悬梁自尽的，要自杀的。
Actually, last night he already planned that after the store closed, he was going to hang himself in the laundry place.
可是当他昨天晚上来到这里要上去的时候，发现衣架子上面有一张福音单张。
But last night when he was about to hang himself, then he found this gospel tract on the hanger.
他拿下来看。
So he started reading.
他听见了福音。
And then he listened to the gospel.
主的爱感动了他。
Love of God touched him.
他就在那里做了一个决志祷告。
And then so he committed himself.
他下来了。
So he came down.
弟兄姊妹，因着一个小小的顺服。
Because of this little act of obedience.
神做了一件这么奇妙的救恩。
God worked this wonderful salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们顺服不仅仅满足神的心了。
So our obedience not only satisfies God's heart.
我们的顺服带下了神旨意的通行。
Our obedience also fulfills God's will.
我们的顺服让周围的人从我们身上得到了神的祝福。
And also our obedience will bring blessings to people around us.
我们的顺服让我们这个人成为一个蒙爱蒙福的人。
And our obedience will also make us being people of love.
而我们的顺服。
And also our obedience.
要叫仇敌和报仇的哑口无言。
Will silence the enemy and the avengers.
我们请一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你虽然是神的儿子。
Though you're son of God.
你还是因着苦难学到顺从。
But you have learned obedience through what you suffered.
叫你为了那一切顺从你的人。
So that for all who obey you,
你成了我们永远得救的根源。
You become the source of our eternal salvation.
Oh, 耶稣，我们在这里谢谢你。
Oh, Jesus, how we thank you.
我们知道我们的本性就是一个不会顺服的人。
We know that our old nature just cannot obey.
但是你不仅仅只是在这里命令我们顺服而已。
But you not only command us to obey.
你也不仅仅只是在这里把一个顺服的榜样给我们而已。
You not only give us an example of obedience.
你乃是把你那谦卑柔和顺服的生命也赐给了我们。
But you have also given us a life of obedience and gentleness.
好让我们有能力来跟随你的脚踪行。
So that we have the strength to follow your footsteps.
主，我们在这里把我们每一个人都交在你的手中。
Lord, here we commit every single one of us into your hands.
如果我们在属灵的低谷和麻痹的里面。
If we are now in paralyzed or in the valley.
或是我们觉得环境的难处让我们觉得什么都失望了。
Or we have become so disappointed with our difficulties.
主耶稣，再来让我们学习从最小的事上来顺服你。
Lord, please help us so that we will learn to obey you from the smallest things.
让我们因着信你而来顺服你。
Through believing in you that we will obey you.
让我们因着爱你我们来顺服你。
Because of love, we will obey you.
好让你的心得到安慰。
So that your hearts will be comforted.
好让你的仇敌遇见失败。
And we will put shame to your enemies.
好让你的旨意能够行在我们身上，如同行在天上。
So that your will be done on us as it is in heaven.
求你悦纳我们在你面前更新的奉献。
Please accept our consecration.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.